Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Life is full of choices, some more easily made than others. Ethan Hamm, associate professor of electronic design and multimedia at the City College of New York, reveals why the toughest decisions can also be the most entertaining.
What makes a good game? Game designer Sid Meier has suggested that a good game must present interesting choices to its players. A choice is not interesting if one of the options is clearly better than the others. If you are offered the choice of being given $5 or $100, is there really a decision to be made? Choices in which the options are equally good are also uninteresting. Does the choice of having the $100 paid to you in 10s or 20s really make a difference? Lastly, choices are uninteresting when an informed decision cannot be made. Being given the choice of what's hidden behind curtain number 1 or curtain number 2 boils down to simply making a random guess. Flipping a coin works as well as making the choice yourself. So interesting choices are not obvious, or meaningless, or shots in the dark. What are they? Game designer James Portnow says interesting choices are created by giving a player more than one goal and causing those goals to be in conflict with one another. Goals that do not align cause internal conflict, which in turn makes the decision interesting. If you've ever been at a restaurant and agonized over ordering something healthy versus ordering something decadent, then you've experienced this kind of internal conflict. You want to eat healthy, you want rich, fattening foods, but you can't have both. You have to prioritize one desire over the other. Ultimately, what makes games and their choices interesting is that the outcome is uncertain. As game designer Greg Kostikian has pointed out, uncertainty is something that's not desirable in everyday life, but games give us a chance to experience it and master it in the same way that horror films and roller coasters allow us to confront fear and overcome it in a safe environment.
That was Ethan Hamm of the City College of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty.